This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. What's been the role of drug companies, drug wholesalers, and healthcare providers in the spread of the opioid epidemic? Facing scrutiny in front of a House committee in Washington today are execs from five companies, including McKesson and Cardinal Health. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, here's Dan Gorenstein.
Wholesalers are required to monitor and alert the DEA of suspicious orders. That didn't happen when 30 million doses of painkillers got shipped to Bell County, Kentucky, population 27,000, over 6 years. That's more than 6,000 doses for every man, woman, and child in the county. Kentucky Deputy Attorney General Michael Brown.
You cannot believe statistics like that. Your mind can't get around 30 million doses of drugs in a small rural Kentucky county.
Lawmakers are expected to pepper wholesalers with questions about pill dumping. University of Michigan's Rebecca Heffagy says companies have reached settlements on this because authorities have strong cases.
When it's these sort of outlier huge shipments that are being made, it becomes more difficult to justify not actually reporting it.
McKesson and Cardinal Health both declined comment for this story, but they are expected to acknowledge making mistakes in their testimony today. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.